I have to tell you, I'm very, very overwhelmed. I'm a little bit scared. So let's play a game. I'll start the sentence. You finish it in your head. Don't say it out loud. Avram Avinu was the first. So in your mind, how do you finish that sentence? Avram Avinu was the first Jew. Or maybe, I don't know, the founder of our religion. You call him the first Jew, the one who discovered the Ribono Shel Olam, the one who discovered Hashem. The problem with both of those characterizations is that neither of them seems to actually be true. Mishael HaMelech has a long essay in Parashas Drachim, a very famous essay, usually the only essay in Parashas Drachim that people are familiar with, the only one I'm familiar with, is where he makes it abundantly clear that it's not at all clear that Avraham Avinu was a Jew at all, let alone the first Jew. He may have had the status of a Ben Noach. He also wasn't the first to discover God. You may, if you're keeping score at home, we're up to the third parsha in the Torah in the previous two parshios. We had people who already had long conversations with the Ribono Shel Olam. Adam HaRishon had his conversation with Hashem. Noach had his conversations with Hashem. So apparently they discovered Hashem. So what was Avraham Avinu exactly first at? What was Avraham Avinu the beginning of? Furthermore, the Gemara in Brachos and Avavim Beis tells us that Kolakovea Makom Litfilaso Elokei Avraham BeEzra Ukeshemeis Omrim Lo E Anav E Chasid Mitalmidov Shel Avraham Avinu. Apparently, when you daven, you're a talmid of all of the avos, because tefilos are keneged avos tiknum. But when you're Kovea Makom Litfilaso, when you're koveya, a space to daven, when you establish yourself in a place to daven, then you're a Talmud of Avraham Avinu specifically. What's the inyan of being koveya makom? And why in the world does that connect to Avraham Avinu more so than anybody else? And the defining characteristic of Avraham Avinu is his ability to be koveya makom. It is quite odd that the first thing the Torah tells us about Avraham Avinu is where he traveled to. And the second thing the Torah tells us about Avraham Avinu was his next journey, Lech Lecha. Seems like the exact opposite of koveyas makom. He's running all over the place. And then you look at his defining mitzvos. The defining mitzvah of Avraham Avinu is not tefillah, but achnasas orchim. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, compares achnasas orchim to two different mitzvahs. Gedola achnasas orchim mekabalas pnei shechina, and gedola achnasas orchim meashkamas beis hamedrash. So the first comparison makes a lot of sense. After all, in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, Avraham Avinu taught us that inviting guests into his home is more important than Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, because he abandoned an audience with the Shechina in favor of hosting guests. But what exactly is the basis for comparison between Achnasos Orchim and Ashkamas Beis HaMedrash? The Gemara is medayikit from the order in the Mishnah. Well, what does one have to do with the other? Where does Achnasas Orchim and Ashkamas Beis HaMedrash, what's the basis for any sort of comparison? In what way are they alike that you're going to draw a distinction? Perhaps what Avraham Avinu truly represents is the notion of kvius. There are many people who do good things, great mitzvos, acts of kindness. There are some people who set up a system within which good will always be done. A kvius to ensure and enable consistently productive behavior. That's why Avram's defining mitzvah ben adam lechavero is hachnasas orchim. He takes people who are traveling, wandering, with nowhere to go, people with no sense of kvius, and he provides them with a sense of kvius. They now have a place. The Ramah paskins lahalacha, or Chaim Sim Shin Lamed Gimel. How are you yotzei the mitzvah achnas orchim? You invite some friends over for to your house for lunch? No, says the Ramah. That's not achnas orchim. That's hanging out with your friends. Maybe a nice thing to do in a pre and post COVID era to hang out with your friends at your house for lunch. But that's not achnas orchim. Achnas orchim, says the Ramah, is you take someone who has nowhere to go, who's looking around, who's wandering, doesn't have a place, and you give him a place. You give him a sense of kvius. Likewise, Avraham Avinu's defining mitzvah ben adam lamakom, bris mila. It's not just an act of dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a mesiras nefesh at an advanced age. It's that too. but it's a permanent sign on his body that remains as an os for as long as he lives. When David HaMelech is in the Beis HaMerchatz and he notices that he's Arum Min HaMitzvos, the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Gimel tells us, it's the mitzvah of Mila that comforts him. When feeling disoriented, alienated from mitzvos, Mila, Avraham's mitzvah, is the mitzvah that's always there to serve as an anchor. And in next week's parsha, Hashem tells us why he chose Avram Avinu. I would have imagined that he chose Avram because that's the man that walked into a furnace for him. That's the man that abandoned the only home he ever knew for him. That's the man who was willing to sacrifice his beloved Ben Yachid for him. That's not what the Chumash tells us. The Chumash says, "Ki yadativ l'man asher yitzave es bonav es beso achrav v'shamru derech Hashem lasos zaku mishpat." Avraham Avinu doesn't just do the right thing, he's guaranteed to establish this as the derech in his family. This is going to carry forward for generations. This is going to be kavua v'kaima. So it's important to have a sense of kavias, but human nature is to also expand, to travel, to grow, to look, to see. And it's unhealthy for a person to stay in one place and never try new things. What distinguishes Zerah Avraham is that while we may have experienced a lech lecha of traveling, we always orient ourselves back home. Our creativity and our growth comes from a position of strength that is established by our kavias. Sancheiriv came, was mevalbel all the nations. Naturally, they all lost their sense of identity. Kvar avad zichram. But the Jewish people, wherever we go, whichever part of the world we're in, we maintain our nationhood. Because we maintain our kviyus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our kviyus to Torah, our kviyus to Eretz Yisrael. A person can travel a lot on business, stay in a hotel for a week, and when someone asks him, where do you live, he does not respond with the hotel's address. He responds with his home address. He can be productive while away. He can explore new things. His kaviyah is his home. And based on that, we can answer the questions. Avram isn't the first to discover Hashem. He may not have even been the first Jew. But he was the first person to be koveya, the presence of Hashem in this world. Adam and Noach each had children. Some were better than others. But we never find that they had a mission or made it a mission of passing on that message to the children, of establishing a religion. The maila of being koveya makom l'tfilaso is unique to Avraham Avinu. A person who has an anchor, who belongs to a place, has somewhere to turn when he wants to grow, when he wants to reconnect. Such a person who relates to the message of Avraham Avinu. Lech lecha is only possible against the backdrop of a kavius. A person can travel, can explore, can discover, can see new things, but only if he sets up guidelines, a framework for success. When a person leaves yeshiva, or in later years when he travels on business, he could be more successful from a religious standpoint if he sets himself up with a framework for success. And all of this brings me to the connection between Achnasas Archim and Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash. I asked my son what I should talk about tonight. He said, just don't talk about COVID. So I'm not talking about COVID. I won't. But when reflecting on what's been missing from our lives since March, a lot of attention has been paid to how much minyan was missed, how much social interaction was missed, how much school was missed, to the new face of a Jewish simcha. However, for Bnei Yeshiva, for the people in this room and in this Zoom, what was missed more than anything else was our Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash gives a Ben Torah a sense of kviyus. The Beis Medrash is a Ben Torah's home. Don't get me wrong, nobody has enjoyed having our homes become mini Bate Medrash, a mushel of a Beis Medrash, more than I have. My two oldest sons tend to be loud learners. When they're learning on Zoom and their chavrusa says a krum svara, our entire house hears it. When they're trying to convince their chavrusa of their own krum svara, what they can't accomplish with compelling logic, they tend to compensate with in volume. One night at 11 p.m., my wife was about to go to sleep and she said she wanted to ask my children, why does learning have to be so loud? I begged her, please don't ask. It's the greatest nachas. Is there a bigger zuchus than having your home turn into a Beis Medrash? Is there a greater zuchus than having to clean off dozens of svarim from your dining room table before Shabbos? But Rabosai, a mashal is only as good as the nimshal. If our homes have become a mashal for a Beis Medrash, we need to remember what the nimshal is. It's only meaningful to call something a mini Beis Medrash when you know what a real Beis Medrash is. When you're kavua in a Beis Medrash. And allow me to highlight three elements of a Beis Medrash and what it means to be back in this Makom Kadosh. First, there is a sense of Kedushas HaMakom. The halacha is that a Beis HaMedrash has greater Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. And that despite the fact that the restrictions in a Beis HaKnesses are greater than the restrictions in a Beis HaMedrash. You're not allowed to eat or drink in a Beis HaKnesses. You are allowed to eat or drink, again, pre-post-COVID, in a Beis HaMedrash. Rav Asher Weiss explains, V'nira b'yesod advarim, dekachu darka shel Torah, the Mishnah tells us. What's darka shel Torah? Pas b'melech tochel, umayim shur tishta, v'al aretz tishan. V'kol eila darka shel Torah heim. U'beis ha-medrash hu gam bayis l'darka shel Torah. The Beis Medrash isn't only a house for Torah, it's the home of the darka shel Torah. It's not just where you learn Torah. It's where you learn the entire derech of Torah. It's the place that frames your entire life as a holy Jew. Second, there are cumulative zechuyos in this room. In the context of explaining the value of koveya makom letfila, the tzlach, and in the first paragraph of brachos in the sfas emes, explain that you are demonstrating by being koveya makom that you're not relying on your own zuchuyos, on your own tzidkus, but with great humility, you depend on, you bank on the kedushas hamakom, and says the tzlach, on all of the tefilos that you have previously davened there, and it's that cumulative zuchus that creates a more effective tefila. And the same is true, one could argue, kal v'chomer, with the kvius of a Beis Medrash. These walls, especially when you speak figuratively, from before Gluck was built, these walls have seen generations of Rashi Yeshiva, generations of Talmidim, and yes, Talmidim who became Rashi Yeshiva. Morenu Hagon Ateres Roshenu Harav Shechter Shlita has been in our Beis Medrash since his bar mitzvah. The cumulative zuchus. We ride on those coattails. But third and most importantly for you, I think, is that this is where gedolim are made. The Gemara in Ksubas, Taf Samach Gimel, says that when Rabbi Akiva's father-in-law regretted having made a neder, that Rabbi Akiva would not be able to benefit from him, and his daughter would not be able to benefit from him, he went to the visiting Talmud Chacham, this guest rabbi came, showed up with an entourage of 24,000 people, he couldn't believe it. Must be a chashva rabbi. I have a neder I need to get rid of, let me speak to this rabbi. So the Talmud Chacham, who, unknown to Kalba Savua, was actually Rabbi Akiva, asked him, Adaita degavra rabba min adart? Would you have taken this neder had you known that your son-in-law would become a gavra rabba? He responded, Afilu perek echad, afilu alacha achas. If I would have known, if I would have thought that he would learn anything, I would not have taken this neder. And then comes the big reveal. Amalei, I know who! It's me! Tosos on the top of Samach Gimel Amar Aleph asks, it's a Tosos I think that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz made famous, that this seems to be an invalid Pesach for the Neder. Because at the time of the Neder, Rabbi Akiva had not yet learned anything, and it's Asur Liftoach Ben Nolad. with that which hasn't happened yet. So Tosos answers, and listen carefully to the exact words that Tosos chooses. Tahacha lo chashiv nolad, kivan shahalach lebei rav, diderechu baholech lilmod, shenase adam gadol. Not that there's a chance that something good might happen, that who knows, maybe you'll be matzliach. Derechu baholech lilmod. Not derechu b'mi shalomed. Derechu baholech lilmod. For someone who goes to yeshiva. The derechu. Shenase adam gadol. This is the room where gedolim are made. This is your home. That's where Rav Schechter sits. That's where Rav Neuberger sits. Rav Willig. Rabbi Wieder's tall stender. And Rabbi Wieder. When I used to teach in DRS High School at every single graduation, Mori V'Rabbi Rabbi Kamenetsky would say to the graduates, please come back to visit your base medrash. That's how we should feel. It's what happens in this room that's going to determine how people are going to remember you in years from now. Not your GPA, no one will remember that. You won't even remember that. Not your dorm room, with one or two exceptions, not the gym. It's this room. I remember that guy, you still there next to me, Night Seder. And for the Zoomers among us, we'd like to welcome you back soon. For those who cannot yet return, when the right time comes, you should return in good health, and we'll keep your seat ready for you. My request of those who are planning on returning, whose physicians have advised that it's okay, whose Rebbeim have advised that it's okay, is a simple request. Do not delay. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, right before the Gemara that I mentioned before, tells a story that Rabbi Hananya ben Chachinoi have a ka'azul bei Rav b'shili hilulei de Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He was at a chasna and he had to leave the chasna to go to the Beis Medrash. So Amalei, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said to Yaakovli, Adasi Badach, wait, we'll carpool together, just wait for me, I just need another few minutes. Lo Yaakovli. He didn't wait for him. He just went. Azul Yosef Treis Reishni Bebe Rav. And he went and he learned for 12 years in the Beis Medrash. He went to learn a Seder. He stayed for 12 years. And the Mepharshim point out that the context was so important. The great zuchus that Rabbi Chanan ben Chachinai had to learn for 12 straight years, behasmada, was that he did not wait. He returned to the Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash where there's so much Kedusha. A Beis Medrash where there are so many cumulative Zuchuyos. A Beis Medrash where Gedolim are made. And when he returned to the Beis Medrash, he became a Gadol.